I probably don't need to explain how powerful mind or concept maps can be as a learning tool and a way of helping students really think about the information with which they're confronted and turn it into a different format. MindMup, that's MindMup, is an online concept mapping tool. And it's one which works in HTML5, so that means it ought to be pretty much cross-platform and allow you to work in lots of different environments. Wonderfully, you don't need an account to get started. When you visit the MindMup page, you're instantly thrown in at the deep end. It's actually quite shallow, not particularly deep, with a blank map with a node in the center. And you just double-click it, edit the text that's in it, and then start to add all the child nodes off that parent node. You've got all the basic features that you'd expect from a mind mapping application, but it's fairly straightforward. It's a simple interface. There's not too much. It's not too complex. You can do things like moving your mind map around on the screen. You can zoom in and out. You can, as I said, add the extra nodes and add sibling nodes to a particular one. You can obviously recolor the nodes and obviously, if you're working in a particular theme, then you might want to colour a particular branch in a particular way, or a level in a particular colour. If your mind map starts to get very complicated, all of the child nodes off a particular node can be collapsed under a single one, and that simplifies things for you. You can connect nodes with manual connectors, but most of the connectors are created automatically for you as you create each node and subnode. Also, MindMup helps you out by spacing all the nodes. You don't have to worry about dragging them out to make it look neat and tidy and fit on the screen. MindMup takes care of that for you. Another way that MindMup differs from some of its competitors is in the way that you save your mind maps. You've got three main options, but there are two that you're likely to use. The first one is the anonymous way, and every time you click on save, it generates a new URL and it's saved online for you. You can't come back and re-edit it that way, though. It's just a way of sharing it with other people. So that might be something to think about if you don't want others to see it. The other way is via Google Drive. So if you click on save and you have a Google Drive account, it will try to authenticate with your Google Drive account, ask you to log in, and you can save it there and reopen it later for later editing. There's also all the usual export features as different images and different